Good morning, everybody. Welcome home. So, we just want to thank you for joining us today. I would like to remind you that we all need to wear a mask at all times, unless you have a medical condition that prevents you from wearing one. We ask that you please keep 6 feet between households, and just a reminder that hand sanitizer is available along some of the walls in the back, so we do ask that you please utilize those on your way out. We will also be refraining from physical contact, no handshaking or hugging, but of course, once you leave this building, I can't tell you what to do. So that's going to be your discretion. All right. So before we get started this morning, Kenny and Sharon, if you guys would stand up for us, please. Folks, if we can give them a hand. Kenny and Sharon are celebrating 34 years, 34-year anniversary. And from what I understand, it is also Miss Sharon's birthday. So if we can all wish her a happy birthday this morning. All right, church, just a few announcements before we go ahead and get started. So just a reminder that the church office is still closed, and it is going to remain closed through the month of July. We're going to be having our weekly prayer meeting on Zoom tomorrow, Monday night at 7 p.m. So just a reminder, we did change that time from 9 p.m. to 7 p.m. So please make sure you mark that down. We will have an email sent out with the link as well, so keep an eye out for that and make sure that you join us. For all of the teens, our weekly youth group meeting is going to be canceled for the next couple of weeks. With the summer and people going on vacations, we're going to be taking a little break, so no youth group Zoom meetings for the next few weeks. We will have an email coming out with more details around that. All right, do we have any bowlers out here in the crowd? So just to make sure you all aware, Gary Gavica would like you all to know that bowling has been canceled for the rest of the season due to COVID. Gary has left envelopes at the church here for each of you, so please stop by the church office this week to pick those up. Someone will be available to help you from 9 to 5 every day this week. If you're unable to get to church to pick up your envelope, please contact us so that we can make other arrangements. All right, kids. Where's my kids at? Do we have kids out here this morning? I see my kids. I see Luke. Good morning, Luke. How are you, buddy? I'm good. Thank you. So, guys, we have a special treat just for you. There's no Sunday school or nursery, so we thought that we would bring you the next best thing. So if you guys can put your hands together and welcome Miss Jane this morning.
Good morning. Wow, I'm excited to see you all. All the beautiful faces out here. Super excited. Can you guys stand up where you are? Don't move, but stand up. Do you know how to give an air hug? Yes, Luke, do you know how to give an air hug? Give a big hug. I want to get a really big hug from you, okay? That's an air hug. I am so excited to see you. I wanted to talk to you about worry. How many people worry? What have you been worrying about? Roller coasters. Maddie, do you have anything you worry about? Boy, with masks on, I must read lips because I can't hear her. What'd she say? Oh, ooh, yeah, I don't like to clean either. How about you, Teo? Do you worry about anything? Okay. So I think that you're not the only one. I think a lot of people are worried about the coronavirus. And we have to be careful, don't we? We have to wear masks. We have to not hug each other. What a bummer that is, huh? And we have to stay kind of apart and not try not to get sick. But are we supposed to worry? The Bible says not to worry. Let's read this scripture together, okay? And you guys can stand up if you want and read it nice and loud. It's up here. Okay? Don't worry about anything, but in all your prayers, ask God for what you need. Always asking Him with a thankful heart. Philippians 4:6. Is the Bible verses just for adults? No, it's not. It's for all of us, right? Are prayers just for adults? No. So many of you know that I had the coronavirus a couple of weeks ago, and I was pretty sick. I was in the hospital, and you all prayed for me, and I'm here today. Is that exciting? So your prayers, God heard your prayers. Does He always answer us exactly the way that we pray for? No. He doesn't. Does He always answer prayers exactly His plan? Amen. Amen. So many of you know that my dad also had the coronavirus. And God answered prayers for him as well. Because he is now living with Jesus. And that's pretty exciting. Do we miss him? Yeah. We're going to miss him. We're sad, but only for ourselves, because for his whole life, he has been waiting to be with Jesus since he was little like Ari. And so now he gets to live with the Lord. We're going to miss him, but we're not sad because he's with Jesus, right? That's right. Okay. So I want you guys to pray with me, okay? Because your prayers are super important, and I want you to never forget that, okay? All right. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the beautiful sunshine. Thank you that we can be together. Thank you that you've given us the scripture to remember not to worry. It's so hard, Lord. I think that's the hardest thing for us, is to not worry and not be afraid. So I pray that you would just help us to not be scared and to always look to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Can we give Jane a hand again, please? Thank you so very much, Jane. Well, this morning we have something very special for you. We have a baby dedication. And before the parents come up and the family, we're going to, in Matthew 19, 13 through 14 reads, "Then people brought little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them and pray for them. But the disciples rebuked them. Jesus said, 'Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these.'" So, little Michael, if you could come up. Give the parents a hand, guys. This is beautiful, beautiful moment, beautiful. In presenting this child for dedication, you signify not only your faith in the Christian religion, but also your desire that Michael may early know and follow the will of God and live and die a Christian and come to the everlasting blessedness. In order to attain this holy end, it will be your duty as parents, guardians, to teach him early the fear of the Lord, to watch over his education, that he will not be led astray, to direct his youthful mind, because you have, you know, those youth can go, you know, his youthful mind to the holy scriptures and his feet to the sanctuary, to restrain him from evil associates and habits, and as much as in you lies, to bring him up in the nurture of the Lord. Will you do so by the help of God? If so, answer, I will. All right, now church, I ask the congregation, will you commit yourself as the body of Christ to support and encourage these parents as they endeavor to fulfill their responsibilities to this child and assist by nurturing this little man growth toward spiritual ministry? If so, say, I will. Amen. Let's pray, church. Dear Heavenly Father, we here now dedicate Michael in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God, I would ask a blessing upon these parents and upon Michael, upon his family. Lord, he's such a little man right now. But I pray, Lord, that you would rise up this little man to become a man of valor, that he would be the devil's nightmare, that you would strengthen these parents and the family, God, to encourage their son, their nephew, this little one, to serve you, that they would also be examples, God, to Michael for days to come. We just pray a blessing upon this family. I pray you just nurture this little young man, protect him. In days to come, we pray in your precious name. Amen. So, parents, I have a letter here that I had with gloves, and so you can grab this letter. And this little Bible is for Michael. The letter, we would ask you open it up when he's 10 years old. And I wrote a little letter in there for Michael. So, and that Bible is his too. And by the way, that is sharper than any two-edged sword. So be careful. Okay. All right. And so we love you guys. Thank you so very much. Let's give him a hand. Amen. Also, there'll be some picture taking outside when we're done. And so I would encourage you, church, if you want to congratulate this beautiful family on today's dedication, we would appreciate that. So that's all I have. Mike, I think you're up. Thank you.
All right. Congratulations. What a beautiful little baby that you have there. Church, we're going to be moving into our time of giving and worship now. Again, we just want to thank all of you who have remained faithful in your tithes and offerings. We're not going to be passing offering baskets this morning, so we do ask that you continue to give online if you're able to do so. However, if you did bring your tithes with you this morning, we do have a box in the back. It's on the left-hand side as you're exiting. You can just go ahead and drop your tithes and offerings in there. For those of you who are listening at home, again, please continue to give online or drop a check in the mail. We thank you for your faithfulness and for honoring God during this time. Let's go ahead and bow our heads and pray this morning. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for such a beautiful day. We thank you for the ability, for the freedom that we have to come together and congregate as your church, your body. Lord, we just pray that you bless this time this morning, Lord, as we collect our tithes and offerings. Father, just bless this offering that we bring to you today. Multiply it, use it in ways that we couldn't even imagine, Lord, to further your kingdom. Heavenly Father, we just ask, as we move into our time of worship, we just ask for you to come into this church, to fill this space, to fill the homes, everybody that is tuned in listening right now, Lord, just make them aware of your presence, Father God, as we come together to worship and to celebrate you, Lord. And Father God, as we hear the message that Pastor Carlos is about to deliver, Lord, we just pray that you anoint his words, Lord, that you speak through him, that you bless our time together this morning. We pray this in your mighty name. Amen.
Can you guys stand with us as we worship, please?
Is it?
mention of your name. Oh, praise God. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I'm trading my sorrow. The joy of the Lord. And I'm trading my sickness, and I'm trading my pain, and I'm laying them down for the joy of the
you're awake this morning. I'm also very glad to see half of your beautiful faces, just half. I just want to pray. I don't know if you guys can relate to me, but I've had a hard time getting back into the swing of things a little bit. It's been a little crazy. And with all the changes going on here at church, the devil is, he's busy. So I just want to pray over you guys and just remind you that our joy is in Jesus. And no matter what's happening, no matter what didn't go the way we planned or prayed for it to go, which rarely happens, that God is still God. So, Father God, I just thank you so much for letting us be here today. What a privilege it is to just be able to worship you. What a gift it is to us and to you, Father. I just pray that as we get back to life, God, our new normal, I pray, Father, that in all of it, we just continue to seek you, God. I pray as Pastor Carlos comes to speak your word, Lord, you will anoint it. Help it to fall on fresh soil. I pray, God, that it will root in us, God, that we will remember no matter what's happening, you are our joy and you are still you, and we are so grateful for that. In your name we pray. Amen.
Man, let's give the worship team a hand, please. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, church. Welcome. Welcome to Home Church of the Nazarene. Amen. Amen. If you're listening on the podcast, we're so glad to have you today. Thank you for joining in. And for those in the overflow room, let's all turn around and say hello to everybody. Hello. Man, God is so good. Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations. Who brought their Bible this morning? Amen. There we go. Amen. Lamentations chapter 3. We'll be reading in verse 21. Today's sermon, I want to just say something real quick before we start. I don't want people to get the wrong message. Today is not an excuse. I'm not giving people an excuse to sin, okay? Including myself, sometimes we can take God's love for granted, take his mercy for granted, and this is not what this is about. This is for those here this morning who just you keep praying, you're trying, and you make another mistake. And you get over it, and you, a new day, a new beginning, and then something else happens. Who's been there? Amen. Let's be encouraged this morning as I read what Lamentations chapter 3, verse 21 through 23 says. If you're ready, if you're there, please say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. Oh, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Hallelujah. When I hear that, great is your faithfulness, I think of great is thy faith. Never mind. Okay. We'll leave it alone. Ever hear the saying, God is a God of a second chance? I have come to realize I've had so many second chances in my life, it's unfair to say second chance when I'm on my 255th chance. You put your number in there, whatever number you're at, 500, 100, maybe some of you 10, praise God. Show me the secret. Let me know what's going on here. But I think it's a little unfair. We serve a God who gives us a grace of chances. And that's what I've titled this sermon this morning, because I didn't want to say a bunch of chances or a lot of chances. So I said, well, what can I? He gives me a grace of chances, because grace is getting what we need, not what we deserve. Grace of chances. When it comes to God, we can't run out of second chances. Only time. I'm going to say that again. When it comes to God, we can't run out of second chances, but we can run out of time. In the scriptures, in the Bible, in the holy word that we read, there are people who made many mistakes. I'm talking like big mistakes. And God gave them another chance. So what I'm going to do this morning, I'm going to bring a couple cases to you. And I want you to be the jury this morning. If you're sitting at home and listening, pretend you're where the jury sits. If you're in the overflow room, picture yourself where the jury sits. And here this morning, you be the jury. And we're going to call up to the stand. We're going to call Moses, our first witness, who can testify the wretchedness of his life. Moses, can you come up and take the stand? Moses was born a Jew, a Hebrew, found himself being raised by an Egyptian family, Egyptian culture. And later on in life, he finds himself in a situation where he's looking at an Egyptian beating up a Hebrew. He's looking at a situation that is, this Egyptian is taking advantage of a Hebrew. And out of Moses' rage and anger, he grabs the Egyptian, and what does he do? What does he do? He kills him. I'm sure he didn't mean to kill him, but he kills him. And then after he kills the Egyptian, what does he do? He goes and takes the Egyptian, he digs a hole and buries the Egyptian in the dirt, tries to cover up the mess. Who's ever tried to cover something up? Let's be real this morning. Let's be honest. He tries to cover up the mess, right? He doesn't want anybody to see it. We do the same thing. We try to cover some things up in our lives. We don't want no one to see it. You know, we post our whole life on Instagram, but this one thing we don't want no one to see. We ain't posting this. He's a man who committed a horrible sin, has taken the life of another person. But we serve a God who didn't count him out, who didn't disqualify him, who didn't say, hey, I can't use you any longer. The Bible says God chose Moses, raised him up and elevated him to be a leader of Israel, to get them out of slavery. Take courage this morning, knowing God, if he could take Moses and use him to further his will and purpose, it was Moses who God gave the what? Ten Commandments to, right? It was Moses who God used. When the people of Israel even got upset when they were following Moses, and they're like, why does God only speak to Moses? Why can't he speak to us? God was like, I can speak to you in metaphors and signs, but Moses, I will speak to him face to face. What amazing, beautiful thing this morning. So what are you trying to say, Pastor Carlos? What I'm trying to say, what Moses would say to you this morning, is no matter what you have done in your past, we serve a God who can elevate you and use you and speak to you face to face, no matter what you have done in your past. If he gave Moses another chance, I'm like praying, Lord, please give me another chance, a grace of chances. Let's call Saul up to the witness stand. Thank you, Moses, for your time. Let's give Moses a hand, amen. Let's call Saul up to the witness stand. Saul, whose name later was Paul. He was raised being religious. He was the kind of guy who can dot every I and cross every T. He knew what to wear to church. He knew when to bow his head. When to pray, how to do this. He knew where to park his chariot. He had all the religion down, but how many of you know there's a difference between being religious and having a relationship with God? He did not have a relationship with God. He had all the outward, everything was going for him. He had it all under control. He knew what time to come to church, what time not to come to church. Because he wanted to get in and get out without saying anything to anybody. Saul was even harassing Christians. He was upset because there was this person named Jesus Christ who was born of a virgin, lived and died and rose on the third day. And the Bible says that Saul had an issue with this group. He did not like this group called the church. And the Bible says that Saul was harassing and arresting and persecuting the church. Even stood there and watched a young man named Stephen. Who knows Stephen? Stephen was a young man of God who was proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Paul was there watching, not throwing the stones, but he was watching as he was holding the garments of those who were throwing the stones at Stephen. Stephen was preaching a message that was so convicting, that was so challenging, that the people who listened rose up and stoned him. They killed him. Again, Saul didn't throw the stones, but he's there. He's watching as they throw the stones. How many of you know Sometimes we're not throwing the stone, but we can be in the crowd with those who are throwing the stone. We're not the ones gossiping, but we're in the vicinity listening to those who are gossiping. We might not be getting the lap dance, but we're watching the lap dance. And Paul is there looking and watching this young man being killed for Jesus. But one day, as Paul's on his way to Damascus, what happens? He has an encounter with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's on his horse, and all of a sudden, God knocks him off his horse. Who knows someone that needs to be knocked off their horse? We have a prayer meeting on Monday nights, Zoom. Come and pray. We'll pray that God knocks them off their horse. They'll hate you right now, but they'll thank you later. Amen. Not only he gets knocked off his horse, but he gets blinded. He's blinded. He can't see. Sometimes God needs to blind us for us to pay attention and for God to get our attention. God blinds him, restores his sight. Because Saul says, I am sorry, I can't do it this way. He surrenders his life to God. And God opens his eyes. God gives him another chance, changes his name from Saul to Paul. And that's what God wants to do for you this morning, teenager, young person. That's what God wants to do to you. He wants to give you a new name. Yes, your parents already gave you a name. Yes, Michael, I'm sorry, but that's your name. That's a good name, by the way. But God wants to give you a new name for all of us this morning. He wants to give us a new name from maybe freaking out to faith. From hopelessness to hope. From I can't believe what I did to prodigal son. From religious to born again. From I made another mistake to God gave me a grace of chance. He wants to change your name. He wants to give you a hope. He wants to give you a future. He wants to give you a destiny. He wants to give you purpose. Later on in Paul's life, what did Paul end up doing? He ended up writing half of the Old Testament, planting churches. God gave Saul time to repent, and the key is church. He did. He repented. That's the key. So maybe Moses and Paul's testimony is not good enough for you. Let me call the witness stand if I have some time. Let me call the witness stand. Peter. Peter, are you here? Peter, can you please take the witness stand and tell us your story? If Peter was here this morning, I believe he would say, I was one of the chosen disciples. Am I right? He asked me to follow him while I was fishing. Luke, be ready. Luke was fishing this morning. He asked me to follow him while I was working. He told me instead of fishing for fish, I could fish for men. I was thinking, what are you talking about? I followed him. I watched him. I observed him. I watched him open blind eyes. I watched him open deaf ears. I even saw him heal my mother-in-law. I wish he wouldn't have done it, but he did. He healed my mother-in-law. I saw him. He told me that he asked me if I loved him. I said, yes, I do. He said, feed my sheep. And I actually told him if there was anything that ever happened, I would never leave him nor forsake him. I told him. But I found myself in a place when they arrested Jesus, my friend, my prophet, my Lord. Notice how I went from my friend to my prophet to my Lord. Because some of us right now, Jesus is still the homie. But Jesus doesn't want to be your homie. He wants to be your Lord. He doesn't want to be the friend, the that's Jesus. He's cool. Me and him, like, we got our thing. No, Jesus wants to be your Lord. He wants to reign over your life. He wants you to submit to him and say, God, you are all I have, and my life belongs to you. He says, I saw him when they took my friend, my prophet, my Lord, who loved me more than anyone ever could, who gave me a hope when no one ever did. When they came and took him, I got angry. And what did he do when he got angry? He cut off the Roman soldier's ear. I let my emotions get the best of me. Who here has ever gotten angry? I let my emotions get the best of me. And then they took him away. And then I was questioned by some people who said, you look like him. You talk like him. You sound like him. And I was afraid. I was embarrassed. I denied him. I lied. I said, I don't know him. I didn't just deny him once. I didn't just deny him twice. I denied him three times. And after I denied him the third time, the rooster crowed, and it reminded me that I promised him that I wouldn't do it. I was ashamed. How could I ever do this, and how could he ever forgive me? Ever make a promise to somebody and break it? Let's be real, church. You ever make a promise to your kids and break it? Don't say amen, kids. You ever make a promise to your spouse and break it? You ever make a promise to God and break it? That's what Peter say here. I made a promise. I promised God. You can picture Peter finding out that Jesus has risen from the dead. He should have killed me. He should have taken me out when he died and rose again. And the right when he came back, he should have said, Peter, you lied to me. Peter, you lied to me. But instead, he showed us where the nails were in his hands. And our boy Thomas didn't believe him. And Jesus still had patience, still had grace, still had long-suffering love, had a grace of chances, and said, put your fingers where my hand, put it where the holes are right here. And still gave us purpose and reminded us that he can use us. And he even used me on the day of Pentecost to preach the gospel. And at one point, my shadow was healing people. And I even went to Rome to go start a church. With who? With Paul. That other guy that was making mistakes. Church, what I'm trying to say is Peter is nowhere near the perfect man. But because of his willingness to say, God, can you give me another chance? I'm not going to give up. With all his failures and mistakes and all his shortcomings at the end of his life, what happened to Peter? What happened to Peter? He was a martyr. He died. Upside down. How do you take a man that denies you three times and at the end of his life, dying for the very person he let down? It's called grace of chances. It's called never giving up. And because he's a God whose compassions never fail and are made new every morning, he is giving you and I this morning a chance. You know, it was so surreal to me last week when I was praying with Bob on the phone. And I thought to myself, this life is nothing compared to eternity. We could live 100 years, and that's a blink of an eye compared to eternity. All that matters is when we stand before God, did we live for him or did we not? Yes, this world might say there is no God. But how many of you know this world needs Jesus? Amen. I'd like everyone to bow their head and close their eyes for a moment. I apologize, church. We're going to have to cut short today. But the most important thing this morning for you is to not be content with living in the mediocre and saying, well, this is just what it is. This is who I am. This is who I've always been. This is who my parents always been. I'm just this way. There's a God in heaven who says, I can change your name. I can give you a hope and a future and a purpose if you just surrender your life to me. This sermon is for every single one of us because we have all made mistakes. And the best thing you can do and that I can do this morning is turn and repent. And know that God loves you so much that he gave his only son as he died on the cross to take our punishment. Because the Bible says he wishes that none would perish. God wishes none of us would perish. There's a scary verse in the Bible in Revelation chapter 2, verse 21. It says, I gave her time to repent. I gave her time to repent, but she was unwilling. We don't want that to be said about us this morning. I gave him time to repent. I gave her time to repent, but they were unwilling. This morning, with all heads bowed and all eyes closed, I would encourage you right now to accept Christ into your life and say, God, come into my heart. Come into my life. God, I'm sorry for what I've done. Forgive me. I don't know too much about this Bible stuff, but I want to change my life and I need your help. You see, you pray that this morning. Maybe this morning, God is living in your heart. He's living in your life, and you're maybe you're struggling with some things. We're going to pray. Maybe this morning, you're battling an addiction. Maybe this morning, you're battling anger. Maybe you see, maybe there's something that you know you should be doing and you're not. And God is here to remind you and let you know he loves you. But, we're not going to run out of second chances, but there's going to come a day we're going to run out of time. And I want to remind you this morning, we're here for you. Lord, I would just ask, God, that your hand be upon this congregation and all those here this morning. God, that if someone here that don't know you, that they would surrender their life to you, that they would surrender their heart to you. Lord, I want to thank you for every person here this morning who has come during these crazy times, Lord, who has put you first and said, hey, I'm gonna be here. We also want to pray for all those who are at home who couldn't make it, Lord. Be with them, Lord. I would just pray, God, that you would strengthen every believer in this place, that they may be like these here. Made mistakes, but Lord, was used mightily for you. God, I cast out condemnation in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the lie of the enemy that would want to lie to your people and say it's too late, because it's never too late. And Lord, we would just ask you, God, for your dominion and your power. I'd like to give you some time right now, just some time of silence as we continue bowing our heads, and I would just ask you, if there's something on your heart, you just pray it right now. Even though we can't come to the altars, we can still be in our chair and just get a hold of God and just take this time, let this time be between you and God. as we get ready to dismiss. There's someone that you're thinking of right now who needs Jesus. This is not a game we're playing. This is not a social club. We're in some crazy times right now, and our world needs Jesus. Maybe there's somebody you know who needs Jesus. Take this time and just lift them up right now. Mr. Don Libby, would you be able to lift your voice and just pray us out and dismiss us as we leave? Have a blessed Sunday this morning. Again, let's congratulate the family who dedicated the little Michael. Amen. Thank you. I'll be out there in a little bit to take some pictures with you guys. So, okay. Thanks for joining us today. Have a blessed Sunday. Amen.